The North Bay Police Board has removed North Bay Mayor Peter Chirico. The news came in a statement Friday afternoon. The North Bay Police Service Board has been put on notice that the Inspector General of Policing has commenced an investigation into the actions of board member Peter Chirico under Section 106.5 of the Community Safety and Policing Act, 2019, CSPA, the police service said in the release. As a result, board member Chirico has been directed by the Inspector General, IG, to decline to exercise his powers or perform his duties as a board member in accordance with Section 122.1 of the CSPA effective as of August 1, 2025 until further notified. Earlier this week, the Ontario Provincial Police Corporate Communications confirmed they are investigating a complaint relating to the Peter Chirico expenses controversy. The North Bay Police Service referred a complaint to the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, concerning allegations involving the mayor of the city of North Bay, who also serves on the North Bay Police Services Board. "We can confirm that the OPP has opened an investigation into the matter," the OPP stated. On July 18, the North Bay Police Service responded to the inquiries received by the North Bay Police Service, NBPS, regarding the alleged inappropriate expensing by the mayor and his continued role on the North Bay Police Services Board. The NBPS is unable to respond to any requests for information regarding a specified individual in accordance with the Municipal Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, MFIPPA, or provide advice on whether a matter warrants a criminal investigation or further investigation, the North Bay Police stated in a media release. However, the NBPS can confirm that police services have a responsibility to conduct investigations into complaints or reports of criminal activity. At the time, the North Bay Police noted that since Mayor Peter Chirico was on the North Bay Police Board, it created a conflict of interest. The North Bay Police Service says that due to an institutional conflict of interest, any complaint or report pertaining to a member of the North Bay Police Services Board would be referred to another police service for investigation. Chirico expenses background. In mid-June, the mayor asked the Integrity Commissioner for North Bay to conduct a full investigation into his expenses, after documents had been allegedly leaked to members of the City Council. This follows internal reviews that questioned nearly $16,000 in charges spanning 2023 and 2024. During a June 18 press conference, Chirico acknowledged the controversy surrounding his use of a city-issued corporate credit card and said, "I have done nothing wrong." In late June, he told reporters he wanted to speak to the citizens of North Bay. "I want to speak directly to the people who placed their trust in me when they elected me as their mayor," Chirico said. "Today, that trust is being questioned, and I understand why. This morning, I called the Integrity Commissioner and asked him to open a full investigation into my expenses. I have nothing to hide." An internal finance review raised concerns about roughly $6,000 in expenses from 2023 and another $10,000 from 2024 that staff believed should not have been claimed as city-related. Items flagged included a golf membership and season tickets for the battalion. In mid-July, North Bay Mayor Peter Chirico's corporate credit card expenses from 2023, 2024 and 2025 were made public through Freedom of Information, FOI, documents. The documents reveal a variety of charges, including meals, gas, golf fees, and hockey tickets. North Bay residents Nicole Peltier and Kevin Ferris provided access to lengthy documents, 904 pages, to Beta Day. They are available here. The North Bay Police Service Board itself is the civilian body governing the North Bay Police Service. Through the CSPA, the board is responsible for ensuring the delivery of adequate and effective policing in North Bay and for providing accountability to the public through governance activities that contribute to locally responsive policing. The board will continue to undertake its governance role without the participation of board member Chirico while this IG direction continues to apply. Section 106.5 of the Community Safety and Policing Act, 2019, CSPA, states: Board member complaints, 106. 1. Any person, other than a prescribed person, who believes that a member of a police service board, an OPP detachment board or a First Nation OPP board has committed misconduct may make a complaint to the Inspector General in accordance with the regulations, if any. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 1. 2023, Circa 12, Shed. 1, S. 45, 1. Frivolous or vexatious or made in bad faith. 2. The Inspector General may refuse to investigate a complaint made under subsection 1, or from the Complaints Director if, in the Inspector General's opinion, A. The complaint is frivolous, vexatious or made in bad faith, or B. Having regard to all the circumstances, dealing with the complaint is not in the public interest. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 2. 2023, Circa 12, Shed. 1, S. 45, 2. 3. For the purposes of a determination under Clause 2, B, as to whether or not it is in the public interest to investigate a complaint, the Inspector General shall consider A. Whether the subject matter of the complaint has been or is currently the subject of an investigation or inspection under this Act or a predecessor of this Act. B. Whether the subject matter of the complaint could be more appropriately dealt with, in whole or in part, under another Act or law or in another adequate forum. C. Whether a decision to not conduct an investigation would negatively impact public confidence in policing. And D. Whether an investigation is reasonably practicable, having regard to the information or evidence available. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 3. Duty to inform. 4. The Inspector General shall inform the complainant of a refusal to investigate under subsection 2. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 4. Grounds for investigation. 5. If there appear to be grounds to believe that the member has committed misconduct, the Inspector General shall A. Investigate the matter, including, if appropriate, by appointing an inspector to exercise the powers of an inspector under this part, and B. Inform the complainant about the investigation and keep him or her apprised of the steps taken to resolve the complaint. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 5. No grounds for further investigation. 6. If there do not appear to be grounds to investigate the matter further, the Inspector General shall inform the complainant and take no further action under this section. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 6. Costs. 7. The Inspector General may charge the costs of an investigation into whether a member of a police service board, an OPP, detachment board or a First Nation OPP board has committed misconduct to the board the person is a member of. 2019, Circa 1, Shed. 1, S. 106, 7. Section 122. 1. Of the CSPA reads. Board member duties during and after the investigation. 122. 1. The Inspector General may direct a member of a police service board, an OPP detachment board or a First Nation OPP board to decline to exercise their powers or perform their duties as a member of the board from the period that begins at the outset of an investigation into the member's conduct under this part and ends on the earlier of the following. 1. The day the member receives notice from the Inspector General that no further action will be taken in respect of the investigation. 2. The day the Inspector General exercises a power under Section 124 as a result of the investigation. 2023, Circa 12, Shed. 1, S. 54.